Gruffmuddy Grim. "Ay, a sad life his wife must have led, for so snappish he's lately a come, that there's nothing but anger or dread where he is, abroad or at home. He'd a wreak all his spite on the bones of whatever the vlee or the crawl. It'd a quarrel with stocks and with stones, and the rhine, if to hold up or fall. There is nothing from morning till night to come right to Gruffmuddy Grim." One night, in his anger, as war at the fire that didn't burn free, and a het zamoed out on the floor, for a vlanker it cast on his knee. Then a kicked it for burning the child, and het it among the cat's hairs, and then beat the cat, a run wild wi' a spark on her back, up the stairs. For even the fire and flame be to blame wi' Gruffmuddy Grim. Then a snarled at the tay in his cup, for 'twere all a got quilled in the pot. But 'twere woose when his wife filled it up from the fire, for 'twere then scalding hot. Then a growled that the bread were such stuff as new hammer in parish could crack, and flung down the knife in a huff, for the edge on were thicker in the back. For bakers and makers of tools be all fools wi' Gruffmuddy Grim. One day, as a fished at the brook, a flung up wi' a quick-handed knack his long line, and his hive-laying hook were a-hitched in some briars at his back. And as wore at the brambles, and pricked his bare hand as it pulled the hook free, and again, in a rage, as it kicked at the briars, were a-scratched on the knee. And I wished every bramble and briar were a-fire, did Gruffmuddy Grim. Oh, is welcome for me, to breed dread wherever his shade mid alight, and to live with new math round his head, and new face wi' a smile in his sight. But let volk be all merry and zing at the hearth where my own logs do burn, and let anger's wild vest never swing in where I have a door on his dern. For I'll be a happier man while I can than Gruffmuddy Grim. To sit down be the voyeur at night is my joy, for I won't call it pride, wi' a brand on the bricks all alight, and a pile of zamoor at the side. Then tell me a zummit that's droll, and I laugh till my two zoids do yick, or a neighbour's in sorrow a soul, and I'll twile all the night for their sake, and show that to take things amiss isn't bliss to Gruffmuddy Grim. And then let my child climb my lag, and I lift and wi' love to my chin, or my maid come and coax me to bag for a frock, and a frock she shall win. Or then if my wife to make light o' whatever the boys mid a' broke, it will seem but so small in my sight as a leaf a het down from a woke, and not make me caper on froth full o' wrath, like Gruffmuddy Grim.